You're listening to Magic 105.4. Thank you for tuning into the Green Room. Kellen Lutz is here. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous.
Ladies, you're going to be so jealous about this because the guy sitting in front of me is totally gorgeous and so buff. Your figure is incredible. Do you work for this? How much goes into
looking
like that?
Just trying to make
like
me blush.
No. How much work goes into looking like that, though?
I mean, I'm an active guy. I just like living an active lifestyle. So I think that helps maintain the frame. And I'm, you know, just bigger boned, barrel chested. You know, it takes, I swim a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm no gym junkie by any means.
Okay. So I thought you'd be working out morning and night.
No, I really haven't had time to do that. That's back in the football days when you have 2-a-days and then I was really big. But yeah, for me, it's, you know, I just want to enjoy it, and being in the gym gets kind of boring, and I travel a lot, so, you know, I like going for swims when I can.
So you're probably best known for playing Emmett Cullen in the Twilight films, I would have said. I read that you had to do, like, funny diets for that. Like, you were literally eating spinach and, like, ate almonds a day and stuff. Is that true?
No. Because Emmett, you know, I'm the big guy.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have too much dialogue in those movies. So I had a lot of time in my hotel room and, you know, in the cities that I shot. So I worked out a lot during those periods and I just got as big as I could, which I think I maxed at 220 for the last Breaking Dawn. And I was big, especially with the white makeup. That's not flattering. But for Hercules, because I was topless and we shot in 3D, I had to adapt a certain diet, so I adapted the paleo diet, which helped me shrink some of the fat around the muscles down, and then also while I was working out for that movie, added the mass for that. So it was a good complementary way to be more fit.
I've heard about that. That's the caveman diet, so that's eating what a caveman would eat. Is that right? So it's like meat... nothing processed.
Sugar.
No
dairy. Which was really hard for me because I love sugar. But I did some blood work, and if you educate yourself properly on what your blood type is and what eat right for your blood type, that book really helped out a lot. You kind of want to live a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, I think I need to do something. I love sugar.
You look great. Well, I mean, everyone loves sugar.
Yeah, but all I read nowadays is sugar is bad. And if you cut sugar out, you'll feel a lot better. Just generally, like a lot more energetic.
I'm drinking that just for the energy, but yeah, you really do.
Yeah, okay. I'll have to work on that one. So you're playing Tarzan, which is so cool. Would that have been one of your boyhood dreams, do you think? I remember, like, when I was young, me and my friends used to play Tarzan all the time.
Really?
Yeah. You're Tarzan, I'm Jane, and pretend to swing on nothing. And, you know, we'd have animals for friends and stuff.
Yeah. Well, for me, I'm born in North Dakota, and I spent some time in Iowa, so I had a dairy farm, or my grandparents had. And, anything that involved animals. And I didn't watch television that often. I don't think we had cable, and I watched my Disney movies, and I was obsessed with comics. So I loved Thundercats, I loved Hercules, loved Tarzan and He-Man. So anytime I'd be outside, I had a lot of brothers. We were all, you know, very rambunctious and big in, you know, just being pyros and, you know, just being boys. So anytime we could play pretend, we would do so. And I just loved Tarzan. Again, very much a childhood dream to bring that to life, and to be able to portray one of my childhood heroes and bring him to the big screen is just, it's mind-blowing for me because I never saw myself as an actor or choosing this profession. I got into it at the age of 18, and, you know, the sky's the limit. You can really be anything you want.
Yeah, this is so cool, isn't it? I was going to say to you, did you ever think... Because I read that you didn't say, you had no sort of thing like, I'm going to be an actor. It just kind of happened. So now you're traveling around the world, you're in these huge movies. You must get those pinch yourself moments. What's that like?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. You really need to take time to just sit there and experience what you're experiencing. I feel like a lot of times my life's always been on fast forward, I feel like, where I'm popping from one place to the other. The whole year goes by. Actually just bought a map of the world that I can put tax on every place that I went to. And it made me smile to see the journey of my 10-year career and how far I've come, the things I've been a part of, the blessings that this career has been, because it's a godsend. I had no idea about this industry. I knew a tad bit, but I didn't know that this was going to be my calling and the way that my life route was going to go. And I've just embraced it with open arms and have really found a passion at the age of 18, which is a little later for some people. I feel like some people know that they want to be a doctor or a lawyer or whatever, an athlete. For me, I didn't know essentially what I wanted to be or do. And, you know, I loved chemical engineering and I got a full ride for football and chemical engineering to Chapman University. And then the acting came into play and my heart just beat it out of my chest with passion for this unknown. And I followed that, and best decision of my life.
Do you think at least you've got, well, not at least, but you've got something that you could also do as well with your chemical engineering if you just suddenly decided, you know what, I've had enough of this. I'm going to go and do that now.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever have enough. You know, it's the best job in the world, I feel like, because I have so much passion for it. And what I do with my chemical engineering, the utmost passion that I've ever had was for mind venting, which is a key element to the chemical engineering. I have an invention book and I now have 4 patents in the making. And, you know, it's just really great to use that knowledge and understanding of the physics and the chemistry and just the science background that I have.
That's cool.
To develop these patents. And it's really fun to just create something that assists your everyday living and that could assist someone else's living and to make something, you know, to have a dream about something, write it down, you know, dig into it, make a prototype. It's a long process, takes years, but for me, I would just love to walk down a Walgreens or a CVS or a Rite Aid and see my item there on the as seen on TV aisle.
What would your item be?
Well, three of them deal with the fitness world.
Uh-huh.
Like I said, I live a very active lifestyle and I do travel quite often to locations that don't have proper gyms or the hotel doesn't have a gym. There's no pool to swim in. So I've created a couple products that just help me work out in my room. And I, you know, when I don't have the necessary weights or equipment to do a proper workout, these I can take on the go and they're compactable and easy to pack. And the other one works with the beverage world and another one's for the internet. So, you know, just whatever comes to mind, I just like to have something to work on outside of the industry. Like you said, if acting went away, you know, that has helped fund a lot of my other passions now. And being able to do that while on set, you have that hurry up and wait syndrome when you're on set. It takes a while to shoot a movie, especially to change for different scenes. So having something I can just work on with my business partner, Evan, back in Arizona, you know, we can have Skype, we can just work on that. And then also my clothing line. I have a clothing line that's been out for 3 years now called Abbott & Main. So I work with my amazing partner, Danny Gez, with that. And, you know, I'm very blessed, very grateful.
There's no stopping you. Well, you bring all the luck, though. I think you have to bring yourself luck, and it sounds like you definitely do that. There's definitely no stopping you. Do you miss the Twilight movies? Because obviously that was a big part of your life for a long time. Was it weird when they stopped? And do you keep in touch with the guys?
Yeah, I just saw Rob the other day, and we had a great catch-up session. Amazing guy. You know, I'm really happy for everyone, and you know, I just saw Ashley at Coachella in Palm Springs, and we still stay really tight. I think for me, when you're in that bubble, that franchise, that Twilight Zone world, I don't think you really are able to process the phenomenon that you are in. I remember the first premiere, you know, it's just hard to process. All the screaming fans, all the flashing lights, the long carpet, just being out of your body and experiencing that, or trying to, you can't put that really in words. And then you do 5 years of that, of all the fun of being your character, working with great directors, great scripts, traveling the world, doing all the press. As long as that felt during that period of, wow, this is 5 years, I can't believe it's been, I mean, how long?
Is it 3 years?
has it really been 3 years since it's been done? Yeah, that's flown by.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the most surprising thing about it, that it's been that long, because I feel like it was yesterday. And it's still a huge part of my life. Forever grateful for that experience. And it's allowed me to do so many other things and opened up so many other doors.
Well, let's talk about the next movie that we're going to see you in, which is Expendables 3.
Yeah.
So these films are nuts because the cast list is just crazy. So this one, there's yourself, Sylvester Stallone, Jason Statham, Arnie, Mel Gibson, Wesley Snipes, Harrison Ford in one film. I mean, what was that like on set? What was the testosterone like?
Well, look, I'm a huge fan of this franchise. I've been trying to position myself and get a role in the first Expendables. They had a role and then they wrote them out. The second one, a good friend of mine, Liam Hemsworth, acted in that one. I'm like, oh, you know, they're never going to have another young blonde guy in another one of these. They already did that sort of role. And then the third one came around and, you know, Sly wanted to introduce the young Expendables. So, you know, I was working in Bulgaria on Hercules during that time. Patrick Hughes came out, been talking to Avi Lerner and everyone at Millennium and New Image about, you know, possibly, you know, can I act in this? And it was a dream come true. It really was. For me, loving action movies like I do, to work with all these legends who I've always loved to work with, like, I would love to work with Jason Statham, you know, and Sly. And you never think that you can collectively work with all of them in one movie. You're like, okay, you know, this Jason Statham movie's coming out, you know, let's work on that one, or, you know, try and get that role. But to have them all compiled into one movie and to have scenes with each and every one of them and to see how badass they are on screen as well as off screen, they're just really cool dudes. Was just surreal for me. And I wasn't starstruck. I was just extremely excited. You're blowing stuff up. You're shooting guns with these guys. It's hard not to smile. And one time Sly actually said, like, we're doing this firefight and we're killing bad guys. And he looks at me. He's like, are you smiling, Kellen? And I was like, yeah. I mean, let's do another take. I'll try not to. I was just so excited.
What was there a moment where, like, you know, you was on set and you had Harrison Ford doing one thing, Sylvester Stallone here, Arnie there, and you were just like, oh, my God, I cannot believe this.
I think to answer that question, the moment that stands out the most is when we all are together. There are very few scenes that everyone is in the same scene. We're all together in the helicopter at the end of the movie. And, you know, Sly, Barney is his character name, is like running to the helicopter. And we're all in there, cram-packed. I mean, there's some big guys. Dolph, Arnold, you know, Snipes is big, Couture, Statham, Victor Ortiz, Rhonda. I mean, we're all in this helicopter. And then there was a lot of improv going on during this movie. Just people throwing it out one-liners. Sly loved that. I think he really gets some gold that way. And you have Arnold say, get to the chopper! You know, and you know, it was just, we all busted out laughing because it was just one of those, like, did you just, you're awesome. Like, he was just so awesome to do that. And, you know, just, that's something that will just always be cemented in my mind.
Yeah, no, I bet. That's absolutely amazing. Do you guys swap? Because obviously you're all very healthy guys. Did you kind of swap working out tips or you know, anything like that?
We worked out together. Victor Ortiz, like the young guns. Victor Ortiz is a boxer. So he had a fight coming out. World champ. You had Ronda Rousey, world champ, MMA fighter, UFC. And so they were all training for their fights coming up months later. So, of course, I love changing my workout routine up. So Glenn Powell and myself, we all stayed within the same hotel. We would all work out with them. So we'd go to the boxing gym with Victor. Rhonda would take us up climbing Mount Vitache, which is crazy because I don't really like running, especially uphill. And she's a beast. She would just do this every day. I've never seen someone so committed. And if I bet $1 million on her to win that fight, I mean, I should have, because no, I've never seen someone train as much as Rhonda had. And Statham and Couture, they'd be in the gym at Kempinski and just training, and we'd be spotting them and they'd be spotting us. And, you know, Jason's a ninja. Like, he really is crafted to kick some serious butt. He's just well-trained in a lot of mixed martial arts, and that's the route that I want to go. So working with him and having him give me some pointers was just a dream come true.
Kellen, it's been so good to talk to you. I feel like I need to go and do some exercise now, right now, because I'm feeling very unhealthy.
Well, I'll get those inventions out. And
yeah, you know. Exactly. You can come back and tell us about them. Yeah. They sound very interesting. Kellen Lutz, thank you so much for joining us in the green room. Lovely. Thank you.
Thank you.